This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
I want to tell these two stories about my dad before I get out of here. So, do you guys remember Independence Day when it came out? The first one, Will Smith. Yeah. So they were doing this like Orson Welles War of the Worlds type promo for it. Like Fox had it seem like aliens were invading Earth and it looked real. They had a whole newscast and I saw it and for some reason I was just like, Dad, turn on the TV quick. Channel 13, you know? And he turns it on and then he's just like, he's like locked in, you know? He's like trying to catch up on what I already know, you know? He's like, aliens, okay. And then he's flipping the channels and he's like, how come it's only on channel 13? I'm like, I don't know. They must have an exclusive or something. So there's this iconic scene where, you know, the spaceship flies over the White House and then the bay doors open up and there's an electron charge and then it blasts down and then the White House just explodes into a million pieces. My dad's sitting on the edge of the bed. And he goes, what? Like that was my dad's reaction to the end of the world. Not, I love you, son. We're gonna get through this somehow. At that moment, he didn't have kids or a wife. What? How does this affect me? Another story. So I've been doing stand-up for a really long time now. I started when I was 18. And like stand-up is not something that immigrant parents have their kids do. It's like I was doing heroin. Like they weren't into it. We would get into shouting matches and everything, and my dad, he'd be like, you're out there every night with the pimps and the prostitutes. I'm like, what comedy club are you going to? Some guy in a fur coat and a pimp cane, like, ha ha, yeah. Yeah, here's some dice for you. So he would just like blow up every 3 months and just like, it was like shouting matches and everything. I had to be very secretive about my comedy. I would be writing in spiral notebooks up in my bedroom. And I'd be like, yeah, that'd be funny. And then my dad, I would hear his footsteps coming upstairs and I would just like hide the notebook under my bed. And he'd be like, what's going on in here? And I'd be like, just jerking off. Okay, good. It's good. It's no jokes, jerk all you, just no jokes. Jerk all you want. So, the Apollo Theater amateur night on tour came to Seattle. They hit up different major cities. Seattle's one of the stops, and you could audition for it. And I went, I auditioned. I was like 19, I think, at the time. And I got in. Like, out of 342 people, I got in. 11 were selected. And they really liked me. They really liked my stuff. So I invited everybody. I invited my parents, you know, teachers from school. Just everybody came out. And then it came my turn to come out on stage and I'm like, hey guys, my name's Fahim. You know, it's an Afghan name. And this is kind of shortly after 9/11, probably not the best opener. So I'm like, yeah. And they were like, boo, boo, boo. Just cascades of boos, like boo. And the siren goes off like, boo. The guy's tap dancing me off, and I'm like, I know how this works. Very surreal to get booed by that many people, you know? And then the rest of the story I hear from my brother, because we took separate cars. Like my family and myself, we took separate cars. So my brother tells me they're in the Dodge Caravan driving home. It's deathly silent. It's just my brother, my mom, my dad, my cousin Nilo. No one's saying anything for like 30 minutes. And then my dad finally breaks the silence by going, "Well, there's no business like show business."
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.